Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Personality by Jerry M. Berger is an undergraduate textbook in personality psychology that introduces the major ways psychologists have tried to explain individual differences in thought, emotion, and behavior. Rather than treating personality as a single theory, the book organizes the field around six broad perspectives: psychoanalytic, trait, biological, humanistic, behavioral, and social learning, and cognitive approaches. Its purpose is both conceptual and empirical. Berger explains the assumptions behind each perspective, then connects those ideas to research methods, evidence, measurement, and everyday applications. The book is designed for students who need a clear entry point into personality theory without losing contact with scientific evaluation. It also includes contextual features such as theorist biographies, links to contemporary issues, and self-assessment materials drawn from psychological research. As a result, the book functions not only as a survey of classic theories, but also as a guide to how personality psychologists test and revise their ideas. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, six major perspectives as competing but complementary explanations of personality. A central feature of personality is its organization around six major perspectives: psychoanalytic, trait, biological, humanistic, behavioral, and social learning, and cognitive approaches. This structure matters because personality psychology has never been unified by one dominant explanatory model. Freud and later psychoanalytic thinkers emphasize unconscious motives, conflict, and early experience. Trait theorists focused on stable dimensions that allow comparison across people. Biological approaches examine heredity, temperament, and physiological mechanisms. Humanistic theorists emphasize subjective experience, personal meaning, and growth. Behavioral and social learning perspectives explain personality through reinforcement, modeling, and situational contingencies, while cognitive approaches investigated interpretation, beliefs, expectations, and self-regulation. Berger presents these perspectives as different lenses rather than as isolated historical curiosities. The value of this arrangement is that students can see how each theory answers different questions: where personality comes from, how it is measured, how stable it is, and how it changes. The book also makes clear that each perspective has limits. No single approach fully explains personality, but together, they show why the field requires both broad theoretical imagination and careful empirical testing. Secondly, pairing theoretical chapters with empirical research to prevent theory from becoming speculation. One of the book's distinguishing pedagogical choices is the pairing of theoretical explanation with research-based evaluation. Each major personality perspective is not only described in terms of its concepts and historical development, but also examined through empirical evidence. This format is important because many classic personality theories are attractive precisely because they offer broad interpretations of human behavior. Without research, however, such interpretations can become difficult to test or compare. Berger counters this problem by emphasizing how psychologists operationalize personality concepts, design studies, measure individual differences, and evaluate competing claims. The book introduces students to the scientific logic behind personality psychology, including the importance of assessment, reliability, validity, and research design. This does not reduce the theories to mere data points. Instead, it shows how theoretical claims gain strength when they generate testable predictions and survive empirical scrutiny. The approach is especially useful in a field where popular ideas about personality often circulate without evidence. By consistently moving from concept to evidence, the book teaches readers to ask not only whether a theory sounds plausible, but also what kind of research would support or challenge it. Thirdly, trait and biological approaches as tools for explaining stability and individual differences. The book gives substantial attention to perspectives that explain why people differ from one another in relatively stable ways. Trait approaches are especially important because they provide a vocabulary for describing personality across individuals. Rather than interpreting behavior mainly through hidden motives or life narratives, trait psychology asks whether consistent patterns can be measured, compared, and used to predict behavior. Berger presents this approach as one of the most research-oriented areas of personality psychology because it relies heavily on assessment and statistical comparison. Biological perspectives add another layer by asking how temperament, genetics, brain processes, and physiological systems contribute to personality differences. The significance of these approaches is not that they make personality fixed or deterministic. Instead, they show that some behavioral tendencies have measurable continuity and may be influenced by inherited or bodily factors. At the same time, the book's broader structure prevents a reductionist reading. Trait scores and biological predispositions help explain patterns, but they do not eliminate the role of learning, interpretation, culture, or situation. this balanced treatment helps students understand stability without assuming that personality is unchangeable. Fourthly, learning, social influence, and cognition as explanations of how personality adapts to context. Berger's coverage of behavioral, social learning, and cognitive approaches highlights personality as something shaped by experience, expectation, and interpretation. Behavioral perspectives focus on reinforcement histories and environmental contingencies, showing how repeated consequences can produce characteristic patterns of action. Social learning theory expands this view by emphasizing observation, modeling, and perceived control, making it possible to explain how people learn without direct reinforcement. Cognitive approaches then shift attention to how individuals process information, the beliefs they hold about themselves, the expectations they bring to situations, and the meanings they assign to events. This cluster of perspectives is important because it addresses a weakness in theories that overemphasize fixed inner structures. People do not behave consistently in every setting, and personality must be understood in relation to situations. Berger uses these approaches to show how personality can be both patterned and flexible. A person may have recognizable tendencies, but those tendencies are activated, inhibited, or transformed by context and interpretation. This section of the book is especially practical because it connects personality psychology to learning, coping, self-regulation, and behavior change. Lastly, contemporary relevance through self-assessment, current issues, and everyday applications, personality is designed not only to summarize theories, but also to help readers connect those theories to lived experience and contemporary questions. Features such as biographical sketches of major theorists place ideas in intellectual and personal context, showing that theories often emerge from particular historical concerns and research traditions. News-oriented examples connect personality concepts to public issues, helping students see how psychological knowledge can inform debates beyond the classroom. The book also includes self-assessment activities based on psychological measures, allowing readers to examine their own tendencies while learning about the strengths and limits of personality testing. This practical orientation is valuable because personality psychology is easily misunderstood as casual self-labeling. But Berger instead frames self-understanding as something that should be informed by measurement, evidence, and conceptual caution. The inclusion of topics such as optimism and pessimism, loneliness and solitude, and personality assessment demonstrates how classic theories remain relevant to modern life. These applications do not turn the textbook into a self-help book. Rather, they make the academic material more concrete while preserving the distinction between personal reflection and scientific explanation. In conclusion, personality is best suited for undergraduate psychology students, instructors seeking a balanced survey text, and readers who want a structured introduction to personality theory without relying on popular personality typologies. It is also useful for students preparing for counseling, education, social work, or research because it explains how ideas about character, motivation, and individual difference are studied scientifically. The practical benefit of the book lies in its ability to make major theories intelligible while showing how they are tested, revised, and applied. Readers gain a vocabulary for comparing psychoanalytic, trait, biological, humanistic, learning, and cognitive explanations, and they learn to evaluate claims about personality with more caution. Compared with many introductory texts, Berger's book stands out for its consistent pairing of theory and research, its accessible style, and its effort to connect classic material with contemporary examples and self-assessment tools. It does not present personality psychology as a finished doctrine. Instead, it shows a field built from multiple perspectives, each useful for some questions and limited for others. That pluralistic but evidence-oriented approach makes the book a reliable academic entry point and a more disciplined alternative to informal personality guides. If you would like to support Jerry M. Berger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.